Decoding the AI-fueled IT stock sell-off. Inside Peak 15's partner exits. Cross-border fintechs eye US trade gains. Marico acquires majority stake in D2C brand Cosmix for 350 crore rupees.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello listeners, welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates Monday through Friday. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Alright, let's get into the top startup and tech stories of the day. First up, a rough session for Indian IT stocks and a lot of questions around AI. Indian IT stocks saw a sharp sell-off this week, unsettling investors across the board. On February 4th, shares of Infosys, TCS, LTIMindtree and Coforge, all top IT companies, fell between 6 and 8%. The Nifty IT index dropped more than 7% in a single session, wiping out close to about 2 lakh crore rupees in market capitalization. Now, this came a day after Indian IT stocks listed on NASDAQ also saw a sell-off, tracking a broader correction in global tech stocks. Now, market participants say this was not triggered by earnings, deal cancellations, or signs of weaker enterprise demand. Instead, the anxiety is around how quickly AI or artificial intelligence is reshaping software and IT services delivery. Now, the immediate trigger was a fresh wave of AI announcements. AI startup Anthropic rolled out new agentic capabilities for its Claude platform. This revived concerns that advanced automation could reduce the amount of human effort needed in software development and enterprise projects. Now, those concerns deepened after Palantir, in its latest earnings commentary, said AI-led platforms are sharply compressing timelines for complex enterprise work. Projects that earlier took years can now be completed much, much faster. Now, that definitely spooked investors because long-duration projects have traditionally been a steady and high-margin revenue stream for IT services firms. Now, analysts also say this looks like compression, not collapse, though. Enterprise complexity has not disappeared, even if timelines are shorter. IT firms are still needed for data integration, execution, compliance, and governance. Now, large IT companies are already adjusting, embedding AI into delivery and positioning themselves as deployers of AI tools rather than competing against them. So for now, markets are reacting to the speed of change rather than any immediate hit to revenues. All right, next up, a major shakeup in venture capital and a closer look at partner exits at Peak 15 Partners. Now, Peak 15 Partners saw three senior exits this week. We spoke about it yesterday in our podcast. Ashish Agarwal, Ishan Mittal, and Tejasvi Sharma have quit the firm to launch their own fund. Now, the timing is notable. Peak 15 is close to finishing fundraising for a new venture fund size between $1.2 and $1.4 billion. Now, people familiar with the matter say the trigger was economic. The exits followed disagreements over payouts linked to Grow's IPO windfall and how carried interest would be shared in Peak 15's upcoming fund. Now, Grow has been one of Peak 15's biggest successes, and Ashish Agrawal's early bet of around 230 crore rupees reportedly turned into an outcome valued at roughly about 17,300 crore rupees. Now, that success, sources say, changed internal conversations around who gets what share of the upside. Now, tensions rose over how much of the Grow gains should accrue to individual partners versus the institution. Now, the push for a larger carry share came late in the fundraising cycle when discussions with limited partners were already at an advanced stage. Now, Peak 15's leadership has described the fallout as stemming from economic disagreements without going further into details. But these exits also come amid broader churn at the firm. So, in recent months, around 8 partners or managing directors have left Peak 15, according to sources. Now, limited partners are now expected to look more closely at bench strength and stability, even as fundraising remains on track. Now, while history shows the talent often resurfaces, earlier departures from Peak 15 led to the creation of firms like Westbridge and A91. All right, now to cross-border payments and early optimism linked to the US-India trade deal. Now, the announcement of the US-India trade deal has triggered positive sentiment among India's cross-border payment startups. Now, companies that serve exporters and global-facing businesses say customer conversations have turned more upbeat, even though operational details of the deal are still awaited. Now, cross-border payment startups such as Cashfree, Explore, and others say exporters across sectors have welcomed the announcement. In fact, Anand Balaji, co-founder of Explore that I spoke to, said that while details are still awaited, a trade deal with the US, India's largest trading partner, is definitely a positive development. And Cashfree Payments CEO Akash Sinha echoed that view as well, saying the deal improves India's position in global commerce. So fintech firms also note that demand for cross-border services is expanding beyond traditional IT service exporters. D2C brands, B2B manufacturers, specialized exporters, and SaaS companies are increasingly using these platforms for connections and global transactions. Details will matter, but for now, sentiment around cross-border payments is clearly improved. All right, finally, a big acquisition in the consumer and wellness space. In fact, this is a Money Control scoop that got confirmed today. FMCG major Marico has acquired a 60% stake in Cosmix, a startup that sells plant-based protein supplements for about 375 crore rupees. The company has announced the deal today. Marico will acquire the remaining 40% over the next 3 years. So the transaction values the seven-year-old startup at around 580 crore rupees. Just like I said, we reported the development first in December that Marico was in talks to acquire Cosmix. Now, just a little bit of a background here. Cosmix is a Bangalore-based brand focused on plant-based nutrition and wellness products. In FY24, the company reported revenues of about 25 crores, and it doubled that to about 50 crores in FY25 and is expected to double its top line again to about 100 crores in FY26. So at the current valuation, the brand was valued at roughly 6 times its revenue. That's impressive. And Marico's managing director and CEO said the investment adds a differentiated digital-first brand to its portfolio and reflects its focus on wellness and plant-based nutrition. But if you look at it, the M&A transactions within the D2C space is just gearing up. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. Hope you found this interesting, and a shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we spoke about today. Thank you so much, listeners. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Bhavya Dilip Kumar signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.